When musician Dan Tepfer was a kid, he taught himself to code on an early Macintosh computer that his dad brought home one day.
What I love about programming is it's so powerful. You can be a little kid, you know, with very little power over the world, and you can tell this very powerful machine to do whatever you want it to do, and it'll do it for you, you know, flawlessly, over and over again.
That little kid grew up to be a world-renowned pianist, and now he's coded another machine. His piano. What you're hearing is not just Tepfer playing his piano, it's also his piano playing along with him. Let me explain. He wrote a series of algorithms that direct his specially modified piano to respond in certain ways. When he plays, the piano plays back according to the algorithm's rules. It's like a duet with phantom hands. Or, to put it another way.
I mean, in a way, you've sort of designed this imaginary friend that can play piano with you whenever you want.
I love that. You know, I'm an only child, and no one has ever put it that way, but I think you might be getting somewhere.
Tepfer's new album explores the fusion of human and machine, a dynamic he says has actually been at the heart of music for centuries.
Let's go way back. If you look at like medieval composers like Ockeghem, Baroque classical composers like Bach, their music lives at the intersection of the algorithmic and the spiritual. Equal parts rules and equal parts intuition and, you know, for lack of a better word, spirituality. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with that idea, and about 5 years ago, I sat down at one of these Yamaha discoveres, and I realized, this kind of light bulb went off in my head, that because the input for the algorithms is what I played, which by necessity has this organic quality, because I'm a human.
It's an extension of your aesthetic.
Exactly. It's actually going to be right at that intersection of that emotional quality and also the algorithmic.
I want to hear how this works. So let's just start with something small. I want to hear how the piano reacts to you. So what happens when you play just one note?
Well, you know, it really depends. There are actually 11 different algorithms that I use. Mm. There's a track on the record called Inversion. And in that one, I set up an axis of symmetry in the middle of the piano, and then everything that I play on one side of the axis gets mirrored onto the other side.
Wow.
So maybe, I don't know, I'll play Mary Had a Little Lamb or something.
That's pretty simple.
All right, check this out. So okay, so
wow.
I'm actually playing only one of those lines. I'm playing the upper line right now. And what you're hearing in the bass is the response of the piano.
I love it. Can you show us, like, stay with Mary Had a Little Lamb, but get more complex gradually and explain it as you're going so we can hear how the computer's affecting the melody, the music.
Okay. So I'm going to start with the computer responding almost immediately to what I play. Now I'm going to make it respond a little later. So if I do this, you'll see
right.
It responds
yep.
with a little delay. And suddenly we have rhythm, which gets me really excited.
Sounds like Mary is drinking a lot of wine and having a great time.
This is what I love about this the most is I'm imposing a rule on myself, but what you perceive and actually what I perceive too as the musician is an emotional result.
When you know every keystroke your duet partner will play, does it take away at some level from the joy that can come from just improvising during a duet with another human, from being surprised once in a while by your human partner?
Well, you know, I really love playing with a human partner, and being surprised is so dear to my heart. But these algorithms that I've written, they absolutely still surprise me, because I don't think we humans really have the right kind of brain power to anticipate exactly how these things are going to happen. You know, if I take an algorithm I wrote, like the demonic march, I like this one, I call it demonic march, because it sounds that way to me. You know, I'll do something like... All right, so I've done that before, and I know what that sounds like. But what if I do something like, I don't know, I'm just going to try to do something random. I literally just surprised myself. I mean, there's stuff even rhythmically that I wouldn't expect. And in fact, you know, the first time I sat down and played with these algorithms as I was programming them, there would just be this blissful moment of discovery. But once that initial surprise wore off, I was having trouble really getting that same feeling that we're exploring. And it suddenly dawned on me a couple of years in, I have to be listening to what the piano is doing in exactly the same way as I am listening to a human that I'm playing with. And then from that day on, I didn't have any trouble anymore.
Think this method of creating music alongside artificial intelligence will become more and more common, or do you think it'll always be kind of this novelty?
You know, the history of music is defined in many ways by progress in technology. You know, the organ was one of the most complex pieces of tech around when it was developed, and I just can't imagine humans shying away from the possibilities that it brings. And I think over time, the allure of the novelty wears off, and then we're left with something much deeper, which is simply how these new tools can open up new artistic horizons to creators.
Dan Tepfer's new album is called Natural Machines. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.